Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and you can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. We got Cedric Cornbread Maxwell coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, two-time NBA champion Rob, and a lot of people forget or don't know, he was the Finals MVP of Larry Bird's first championship.
That's right.
In 1981. He's now a longtime Celtics radio color analyst, so he will join us.
Come on, that's one of the best nicknames too, right? Come on.
Cornbread?
Yeah, come on. Chris,
I guess the only one you think would be better would be Chicken Wing.
You know it, but hey, I don't care what anybody says. Hot cornbread, Chris, with butter? Am I right? It's made right, if
hot
it's baked right,
the breakfast roll. definitely
cornbread and
cornbread
butter
when it's good. Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Some great cornbread is hard to beat. All right, Rob. Let's look at this Deshaun Watson situation from another angle. From football, we'll start with a football angle. Then we want to get into him personally. But look, I do think, Rob, if you're the Cleveland Browns, you know, under the circumstances, I mean, this is great for you. I mean, and obviously, I hope.
Oh, it's their best case scenario. There's
right,
no doubt.
We are not saying it's great. I'm sure they aren't even saying it's great because all the way around, it's a bad situation with what happened. But from a football perspective, strictly, this is, they couldn't ask for more. And Rob, this is why, and again, as time went on, I started to think, you know what, it's not going to be a whole season suspension like you and I kind of thought it would be at first.
When it kept coming, you remember, that's
right,
what we thought. It
right.
just kept getting worse.
Oh, yeah. And the fact they knew something, And the fact that they didn't go after me, I don't know that they would have had they known it was going to be a, if they had thought it was going to be a year-long suspension. But, Rob, if they thought it was going to be a full year, I think they should have went at Jimmy Garoppolo. And the fact that they didn't, I feel like, means they understood it won't be a full year, might be half a season, might be less as it is at this point. And so they, you know, they're going to go with Jacoby Brissett. And, Rob, if you look at their schedule, I mean, they should go 3-3. They should. Because remember, they got a great team around their quarterback. They have a chance, a good chance, I'd say, to go 4-2. And if they go that, remember, Deshaun Watson can practice with the team. He can play in preseason games. And week 4, once the regular season starts, week 4, he can go and be with the team and start getting ready, you know, for his return, at least as it stands right now, in week 7. So I think they're in great shape football-wise. And, Rob, here's their schedule. Their first game, of course, Baker Mayfield and the Panthers. They should be able to win that. The Jets could be a win. Pittsburgh, I mean, Pittsburgh is always tough, even though we know they're not going to be that good this year. That could be a win. Atlanta. Those are their first 4 games. Then they have the Chargers, which would be a tough one, obviously. And then New England. I don't want to say they're going 5-1. Well, but 5 of those games are very winnable.
But here's the other flip side to that. That if you don't win those games that you would expect it to win, that's where your season gets turned. Because you're right, with Deshaun Watson, you would be 5-1. But that doesn't mean that automatically without him, you're going to be 5-1 against
those teams.
No,
it's certainly not automatic.
And that's what's scary is that
they could be.
What if they're 6 games?
2-4.
2-4.
2-4 is insurmountable.
Right, but 2-4 losing games against those kind of teams is where you would go back and go, here's where our season was derailed because he missed games that were against easier opponents and we didn't win those games. I'm saying that's the flip side if it doesn't work out.
Right. But I'm just saying when you lose, most teams, if they lost their starting quarterback, would not necessarily be in position to go 4-2 or 3-3. So that's all I'm saying, that they have a good shot. But, Rob, I also think that we want to get into Deshaun Watson. And you said it earlier when we were talking before the show. What did you feel like a big sentiment out there was about him?
He got off. He won. Everything's come up roses for him, and he's the big winner in this, despite the mess that was caused. But Chris, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that, and I still think that Deshaun Watson winds up being the biggest loser in this, and he might have gotten slapped on the wrist by the judge, and. But I do believe that this guy had such a spotless reputation and was a upstanding member of society and people look to. I do believe that he's been damaged and good, honest people will never look at him the same. I'm not saying he's guilty of any crime, but people look at you and your actions. And I don't think that's you can get that back. Like, you know, you've heard that people go, where do I go get my character back? Like when you've been assassinated, you know, when things happen, where do I go get that? I don't care what the judge said, the arbitrator said, I don't care what the NFL says. There's still a feeling, I think, from good, honest people who look at this and say, he's not who I thought he was. And I'll give you, like, you see Will Smith now. Prior to the Academy Award, Chris, Will Smith was somebody people idolized and looked at and said, what a great guy. Oh, my God, Will Smith is this, is that. He, to this very day, is scuffling to repair his image. I don't think people will ever look at Will.
It's only been a few months.
Will Smith the same way. I'm just saying, I don't believe that people will look at him the same way. And many who are dismissive of what took place and have probably, you know, had some done some bad things in their past or whatever, I get that. And people who are willing to look away and celebrate a guy who they felt got away with some highly questionable behavior. And that's what I'll call it, highly questionable behavior. He might be a good football player to a lot of people, and they're happy for him. But I'm not as sure he's a good man when I find out the way that he carried himself behind closed doors with strange women. So he's the winner. He's got the guaranteed contract. He's only going to get six games and not a year. But I don't think he won. I don't think Deshaun Watson will ever be viewed the same way by all people prior to this mess that he's been involved in.
Well, obviously, this is a huge stain on his reputation. I mean, he didn't just have a reputation as a guy. He's never been in trouble. No, he had the opposite. He was viewed as like a hot guy of incredibly high character and all of that. So that will always be on his resume, so to speak. But I'm going to throw some names at you, Rob Parker. Was Kobe Bryant able to move on?
Different time. Kobe wouldn't.
I don't care. Wasn't that long ago.
Chris.
Kobe, wasn't that long ago.
Kobe would not, in this current climate, it would not be the same. I'm telling you, it wouldn't be.
Kobe was celebrated,
Chris,
in this climate.
Okay,
his incident didn't happen in this climate.
Can I say
but
that
he was celebrated in this climate by women as well as men.
Would the team have flown him back and forth if he was involved in a rape case in 2022?
I'm not saying had it happened in 2022. I'm saying, though, he was celebrated. It wasn't something that happened 50 years ago.
Chris, it wasn't.
It was something that happened in this century.
There was also people who were down even when he got the, what did he win? I just forgot. What did he win?
The Oscar.
Was it an Oscar?
There's always going to be a few people
here and
there.
Okay, I'm just saying everybody wasn't on board.
Everybody's not on board with anybody.
I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously, everybody wasn't on board with Martin Luther King. Everybody wasn't on board with Jesus Christ. Like, come on. Everybody ain't on board with everybody. You can't sit here and say that the overwhelming sentiment toward Kobe Bryant had moved far from what happened in Colorado.
I'm telling you that if that happened today,
Rob, it would be different. Act like it was 1973.
Chris, it is different. Things have changed a lot.
Big Ben.
It didn't happen.
Was he able to move on? Ezekiel Elliott. He was suspended in 2017.
Chris,
nobody talks about that now.
Ask Bill Cosby who wound up going to jail.
Well. Bill Cosby just got out of jail.
No, but he went to jail.
Deshaun Watson is not going to jail.
If you told me 20 years ago that people would look sideways at Bill Cosby, I tell you, you're crazy. And that Bill Cosby
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
You think people look at Bill Cosby the same way?
Michael Jackson.
You think people look at Bill Cosby the same way?
Look. You are, if Deshaun Watson, and again, it's always on his resume. I'm not saying that. There's always going to be some groups and people that keep pushing, bringing that up and won't look at him. I don't know how many people look at him the quote unquote same. But if he goes out there and has a great football career going forward, he should. Now, he has not even expressed remorse. He continues to assert that he didn't do anything. But he has to find some way that he, and beyond just football, it starts with him being great as an athlete and a player. And then if he does things in the community, he should do things for women's groups. He should be outspoken about this type of thing. Then he can definitely restore his name. Now, again, it'll never go away. But I just gave you four examples that happened in recent times of people that moved past that. So, and I don't like you saying good, honest people, because people can change too. He could come out and say he understands he was wrong in certain instances. He put the women in bad positions and so on and so forth and have a legitimate change. So I'm not going to say, you know, all good and honest. If you move on and forgive him, you're not a good and honest person.
I didn't
person.
Say that. I'm talking about.
I mean,
about,
you said I, good and honest people
I'm
will,
talking about
will
the way
always
that,
look down on it.
That the way that they look at him, especially, as you just said, he's refused to accept any responsibility. He sat up there, I'll never settle. I'll never settle. What would I settle for? And now I know he's paid 22 women. So I don't know. Why would you settle?
But you said during that time, a lot of times you settle just to make it go away.
No, but that should have been in the beginning, not after all the stuff. I'm talking about when people do that to try to work off what's going to happen that's happened instead of getting into a legal situation. I'm talking about after all that came out, he still claimed he would never settle with any of those women.
Well,
and
it
he
was
had.
Still to make it go away. And again, I feel like, look, it's hard to take his word over 24 women. So I'm not here trying to go to bat and cape for him.
I didn't say you were.
I'm just saying I don't agree with the notion that he'll never be, you know, viewed in a favorable light. That could very easily happen because I just talked about several people who've been viewed in favorable lights despite making mistakes. But I'll say this. Obviously, he doesn't win because this is a horrible thing. This is a shameful thing that people are associating you with. And even if it gets better later on, right now, this is shameful and it's terrible. That said, he has, my goodness, Rob, in spite of all of this that is swirling around him, and I think many people, certainly many people, I don't know if most, many people think he did something terrible. He got the best contract in, I'd argue, the history of football. $230 million guaranteed. He got a 6-game suspension. I hate to even put it like he's been winning because you're right. Like, it's just, it's hard to even use that term with him right now. But in a sense, he does keep coming out ahead so far. I mean, just from intangible terms, not in the intangibles you're talking about, but in tangible terms, it's kind of stunning. You get a contract, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes. They didn't get, you know, you get a better deal than them. You haven't played in almost 2 years or a year and a half. And then you get this favorable ruling. So I get why people are saying that, because it does seem like it's coming out good for him to so far. But 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. What do you think? Is Deshaun Watson winning? I hate to use that term, but, you know, is he winning in this situation? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, you are tuned into The iCouple, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Deshaun Watson, is he winning in the midst of all this madness?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Sean, up guy Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, Mazel's from another mother, man. I'm glad you made it out of that Golden Girls pop-up, Uncle Rob.
Oh,
I thought
yes.
You might get stuck in five down there, buddy.
Man, it was great. I know. Did you see the pictures? I know Chris was like, oh, my God, look at this guy.
Yeah, I'm shocked
I was a little dubious. I was a little dubious. I don't remember them ever eating nothing good on the show, but when you showed off them pictures, man, I ain't going to lie, man, I almost wanted to hop on that five and come meet you down there. Hey. That was looking kind of good. That lasagna was
lasagna and the cheesecake, and then I got a picture in their kitchen. They had a makeshift kitchen that looked like the show, so it was great. It was
How many other black people there, Rob?
One of our listeners was there. This guy Robbie Hayes.
He went to see you.
He was there. No, and then there were three black women sitting at the bar who were all Golden Girls friends. It was a restaurant full of people, but I saw at least five or six black people there in the group.
Okay. There you go. Golden Girls United, all yes. Races, colors, creeds, still. Well, 30 years since they went off the air.
I know. It's unbelievable how long they've been off.
I never miss Golden.
Yeah, there you go. Right here.
Hey, man. My take real quick, though, is it is a case of Deshaun winning, but what a tremendous L, not only for the female fans of the NFL, but also for the players' union, man. You couldn't even get your players any kind of concussion protocols after all this time. And once you finally get that settled out, all of a sudden you let women take these L's left and right. And, Chris, I know what you're trying to say about Kobe, but the main difference is, man, he admitted to it. He never said that what he did was necessarily raping her, but he admitted he stepped out of his marriage.
He didn't really admit. Oh, he said he stepped out on his marriage, but
he apologized. He addressed it. Whereas
Sean hasn't done it.
You're being. I get it, but no. Kobe was awesome on the court. That's what did it. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it real.
I think it's different.
I don't think it was because he apologized. He did apologize. I mean, they settled in the civil court, right?
Yep.
But nah.
But Rob's right, though. It was still a different
Everybody
time.
Everybody loves Kobe, so they're trying to justify it.
Nah, but come on. It wasn't. I just think if it was now, it was just totally different.
I agree that it would have been different if had that happened now. My point is just that he's still been celebrated in the Me Too generation, and not just because of the tragic death. Well, he was celebrated before that in the Me Too generation.
That's a part of it as well because he died so prematurely. All right, Damon. Thanks, Sean. Damon in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up? Damon.
Let me just say this, Rob. I'm a 57-year-old black man. And for you to say what you just said, I'm a guy that's retired, and I'm not saying this to brag or anything. Retired, 55 years old, lifetime pension. I'm good. Okay, never have to work another day in my life. But the bottom line with you, you're a guy who did that whole RG3 situation. You're a guy, compared to myself, I worked 30-something years at the same place. You've been fired more than you've been hired. And you're going to sit on this throne and act like this man can't have redemption?
Nobody said that. Hey, hold on, Damon. No. This is our show. I didn't say he couldn't get redemption. So don't say I said he couldn't get redemption. I said that there will be people who will look at a guy who had a stellar reputation before this, pull back the curtain to see how he operated behind closed doors, and will not look at him the same way. That's what I said. So we're not on the same page, Damon. So I appreciate the call, but you cannot tell me what I just said because I didn't say he couldn't redeem himself. And I think a part of redemption is taking responsibility. And we still have not heard that from him. Summer in Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hello. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Good. How are you?
All right. I'm good. So give me a couple minutes, all right?
We don't have a couple minutes. Go ahead. Just go make ahead. Your point.
Okay. All right. So first of all, I am a sexual assault survivor. And I know a lot of women are sitting here jumping on the Me Too and saying he's wrong and what he did was horrible. I don't necessarily agree with that 100%. Do I think the man made some mistakes? Absolutely. But Deshaun Watson is still that guy that does stuff for his community and is a great athlete for whatever team he's on. Let me say this. Those women that filed lawsuits against him, one opened up and then they all came in. It's a money train. They are all looking to get a dime from Deshaun Watson.
Stop. I got to stop
you. Well, no, she
I gotta
can stop talk, Rob.
No, but be
she
careful.
Can talk.
No, Chris, she can't
Let
say
her
that.
Say her point.
No, but my point is she can't say all women were
she
looking
can
for
say
money.
What she wants.
Yeah,
it
but it's not
it's
right.
Don't
it's
mean we
right.
have to agree, but let her say it.
Time out. I didn't say all women, okay? I didn't say all women. I said some women will sit here and not agree with what he's saying and what he did. However, as a survivor myself, he admitted to consensual sex with some of these women. He did admit that. He has sent text messages, right after things happened, apologizing if he made anyone uncomfortable. None of these women were forced to do what they did, and none of these women were in the position of other than collecting a paycheck. You can't tell me
I'm sorry.
All right.
I just got a problem with painting everybody like it's all a money grab.
I don't think she's painting everybody.
Because there were some people who didn't file a civil suit. So it's not.
And I think she's got a little. If she was a dude saying that, I would have been with you. She, as a sexual assault survivor and a woman, I think she's got an interesting perspective. We may not agree with it, but I want to hear her out. But anyway, we got Cedric Cornbread Maxwell coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Football-wise, what are you expecting from the Browns this year now?
I don't know. I don't think that they're going to be the juggernaut everybody thinks. I think this will be disruptive. We'll see how they get off, what start they get off to, and he hasn't played in a while. So I don't know what to expect from him. Do I think he'll be in midseason form overnight after not playing for a year and a half? I'm not convinced of that.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Now, he's practicing with the team. It seems like the players are taking to him, like he's playing well, like they believe in him. I do, he's a great quarterback. But I can't imagine he's going to step right in and be great right away. But if they can go 3-3 or 4-2 without him, then I think, you know, they could have a good season. Look, their schedule gets really tough. We talked about how it's easy early on. Well, it is just as tough late as it is easy. Here we go. After those first six games, you got Baltimore, Cincinnati, a much improved Miami team, Buffalo, Tampa Bay. This is in order, Rob. Like, those are the games he's going to come back against, right? Then you got Houston. Then you got Cincinnati, Baltimore, New Orleans, who I think might surprise some people, Washington, and Pittsburgh.
Well, see, that's the problem with if you don't get off to that good start.
Oh, no, they got to get
right.
off to
if
a
they
decent,
don't,
good start.
They're going to be on the, behind the eight ball. Let's go, Chris. We got a couple more people who can chime in now. Kevin in Louisiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
Hi.
How you doing? What you
I'm
got?
Good. How are you guys?
Great. Good.
Personally, on this situation, I feel like six games was six too many to be suspended.
Look, that's Deshaun's camp is saying that he shouldn't have got anything. What is your rationale?
I agree with that personally, you know.
What's your rationale?
The grand jury ruled that
Has nothing to do with the court of law. Please, this is collectively bargain with the Players Association.
Okay,
Kevin, no.
I want to hear his point.
Okay,
though,
but I just want to make sure he understands it has nothing to do with the court
fine,
of law.
But he can say what his opinion is. Go ahead.
Yes, I get that the court of law and whatever. But the NFL should not be able to tell players what they can do in their free time. If he wants to go out and get massages and do whatever he wants, that's fine. He's going to be suspended for that, though, as long as nothing illegal happens.
Remember, Rob, I said there's a lot of sentiment out there. You know, you and I both, we've talked to guys that are like, I don't think that, you know what I mean? So it's going to be interesting. We've talked about the NFL weighing the court of public opinion, right, in these next couple of days. It's going to be interesting how it goes.
What's your gut? You say that they don't touch it?
Well, I think, as far as
just
the court
your
of
gut.
Public
I'm
opinion,
not saying, no,
let
no.
Me,
yeah.
Let me, yeah, let me say this. I do think there will be some media that really, I'm talking about people maybe on TV, not so much even on the sports networks. You know, I'm talking about maybe the MSNBCs and, you know, group CNNs where they people really come down. Now, will they be able to make enough noise or will they make enough noise to really make a difference? I don't know. But I do think there'll be some media that writes things and makes it rough. Obviously, I think there'll be some women on television, even on the sports networks, saying things, but I don't know if their voice is going to be able to be loud enough. It's going to be interesting, Rob.
I think
he needs to appeal, but hey, Dan Luss made an interesting point. Did you agree? Like, it looks bad. I don't know what's going to look worse. I don't think it looks that bad if you say, you know, we're appealing. You know, I don't think that looks that bad.
I don't either. And the other thing, too, is him circumventing the idea of what he makes and how he's not really, you know, being penalized. He got his full salary a year ago. Right. I think that's what the NFL can look like. And maybe the agent
they
thought he was out.
A bit bothered
do you
by
see
that.
What I'm saying? Like the agent might have thought he was smart, but he actually could have, if he had his regular salary, Chris, and you took away maybe six out of the $46 million, maybe you would feel like he's gotten some punishment. But instead, people will feel like he didn't get anything. Like, it's nothing. So I think that could actually backfire where the NFL feels like he got off too easy. And if we got this, we're going to look bad. And depending, I still believe, too, it's the temperature of the room, Chris, and the advertisers, and those are the ones who mean more than anybody.
They
you know
mean
that.
A lot. So right. That'll be interesting.
You want to squeeze
in
one
more?
I'll
say, yeah, okay. If we got one, go ahead.
Bo in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bo?
Hey, I think there's a lot of stuff that's been left out. Like, why didn't any of these accusations come out before Watson wanted out of Houston?
Okay, you got your radio on, Bo. Either you got to turn it off or we can't. You got your radio.
Yeah, we've heard that a lot, Rob. Is he still there?
Bo?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, what do you think they did?
Well, for one thing, I don't think there was just one Donald Sterling in professional sports.
Look, I've told this to Rob. If anything, the Texans may have taken the guard around from around him. It seems like they knew. Do they know he was sexually harassing women? I don't think so. But they knew something strange was going on, right? They got a club masseuse, Rob.
And he's going
think
to
they were like,
and
why don't you use her, right, Deshaun?
Why? Who is this? Is she?
It's always a different woman. You
right.
know what I mean?
Why is it always somebody different?
Right.
And how come you haven't found a masseuse that's good, Chris? If somebody gives you a good massage, you know what you do? You call them back.
Right. Exactly.
Am I wrong? You call them back.
And they may have. Did they potentially tip somebody off? Possibly. Did they? Certainly, we believe they may have taken the guardrail from around him and said, you know what? You on your own. We're not covering it up, protecting you anymore. But does that could make them wrong for covering it up in the first place. But if he did it, Rob, you can't blame the Texans.
No,
you can blame him for, you know, like I said, the cover up or, you know, aiding him earlier. But if he did it, right? You can't blame them.
No, only from the standpoint of the cover-up, not
right, exactly.
Not actually what he's done.
You can't nail somebody for this if they're not doing that.
No. All right, we're not going to get cornbread. I guess we missed him or something. So anyway, thanks everybody who called in. We're not taking any more calls. We appreciate you. Thank you here on The Odd Couple.
We do. We appreciate the different opinions.
And I don't mind having a different opinion. I just want people to just make sure that when you do – it's not a court of law. I think too many people think like, well, the case was dismissed, so that should have been the end of it. That's not how it works. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
Right, but it's interesting. Rob, would you agree? Look, Goodell, they need to get out of this. They need to, going forward, whether he appeals or not, going forward, like, let an independent arbiter do it. They know the law better than you. The NFL is not the FBI. You're not going to do it as well as the people that do that for a living, that's their job. And it's just going to be messy. It puts Roger Goodell in a tough situation.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got to figure it out, because they really didn't change anything, to be honest.
No, they really didn't.
If it still comes to his plate, then what's the point?
Yep.
It's either got to be the arbitrator, and that's the final ruling, and you both trust in her. Otherwise, then you shouldn't have an arbitrator, because it doesn't make sense. It should be over today, and it's not over.
Totally agree. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. A couple, Chris and Rob, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go positive and talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Let's end it on a positive note, Rob. Sometimes, honestly, talking about this Deshaun Watson stuff, can be a downer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
my goodness.
It is a downer. It is.
Yeah, it's just
because of the what happened. You know what I mean? Like what happened.
I keep thinking of, you know, I have two daughters. If they were in that position, if you're just going to work and you're just going to try to do a day's work, and some dude's exposing himself to you or grabbing you here or there, or you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, why should you have, you shouldn't have to put up with that at work.
No.
You know? And so you feel for those women. And again, look, in fairness, Deshaun Watson has maintained he didn't do anything and he wasn't charged criminally. We get all that. But it just doesn't sit well with you when so many women make these accusations.
Right. And I also, you know, Chris, you being a guy, you know how some guys can be. And it happens.
No doubt.
I'm not, we're not going to sit here and act like, oh, my God. No. I know how it goes. And
locker room talk is real.
Yes. And
it can be real in the workplace at times.
Exactly. So we all know plenty of big-time guys, Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, Chris, they all lost their jobs. Matt Lauer made $30 million a year from NBC. Where is he today?
And you heard, remember some of the comments you heard him make about who was the co-host with him? She's, you know, Katie Couric.
Right.
It's like, dude, what? Like, she shouldn't have to put up with that mess.
Exactly. And that's what people don't understand, that this is not unique to Deshaun Watson. We just saw Bill O'Reilly out of his own pocket, Chris, paid a 30. Go Google the story, you guys. He paid $34 million, not out of the Fox News Channel bank account, Chris, out of Bill O'Reilly's bank account.
Right.
Go read the story in the New York Times. It ain't a made-up number in the New York Times.
No, it's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't, and it was the same thing. These are women at work thinking that, you know, they're just trying to do their job, and before you know it, the door's closed and they're being groped or whatever. Don't act like this stuff doesn't happen. It does.
And look, that's not to say all women are telling the truth when they make these accusations.
No, and it doesn't mean that any are all lying, right?
Right. We've seen it where some are lying. And so, like the caller, I think he had a great perspective who had the three sons and the three daughters. You know, you just want, you want the truth to come out.
I agree with that. I think we're all about that. But the problem, Chris, and this is just like murder cases and cases that happen in court. You know, everything's not as black and white. We would love to have a video camera and look like we saw with Ray Rice and his wife, right? Before we saw the video, it was like, well, we don't know what she did to him. Right. We don't know. Right. And then when we saw the video, Chris, was there any doubt? It was no doubt.
You see the video.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But we don't get to see that in most cases. So that's why it's so tricky. That's all.
Nah, it's a trick. It's a very tricky situation. I wanted to end with something on Bill Russell. Obviously, we're incredibly short on time. I'll say this, Rob. One of the things he was, in addition to all the great things we talked about him doing, his conviction was incredible. And this is just one of the stories, or maybe I give two of the stories of that. But Rob, he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1975. He refused to go to the ceremony and accept the ring of being a Hall of Famer until 2019. And the reason he refused it was because he felt like there were other African-Americans before him who should have been in the Hall of Fame, and he felt like the process was racist. And in 2019, when they put Chuck Cooper, the first black player to play in an NBA game, in the Hall of Fame, Bill Russell finally went to the Hall of Fame.
He walked it and talked it, Chris.
Yes,
he did both.
The conviction was incredible. And so that's one of the other great things you can remember about Bill Russell. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back here tomorrow, of course. See you then. Peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.